local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Now heading for a high around 90 today, 73 at our studios. Full details on your forecast coming up with Dr. Bill. Right now, let's check traffic. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got accident-free conditions, light traffic along Airport, Spring Hill, Moffitt, and Government in 65. So far, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays, and it's a smooth ride across the Bayway. Coming into the Eastern Shore, no delays and no accidents to report. This Saturday night, June 15th, at Mobile International Speedway and Highway 90, family racing with the Outlaws and Pro Trucks, Sportsmen and Pure Stocks, and kids bike races, spectator racing, and two-car chain racing. Get the details at mobilespeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with a few scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening showers, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along, Sean and Dalton. Dr. Bill came with traffic. By the way, too, we're taking the midday show on the road today to Legree Market. So Baldwin County coming your way. Come see us today. We'll give you more details coming up right now. Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Don't sound the train whistle just yet. Amtrak may not be zooming on the tracks unless Governor Kay Ivey gets more information and understands its impact on the Port of Mobile here in Alabama. That announcement coming 24 hours after officials confirmed $33 million in grants to make improvements for the project, which would bring back the passenger train service from New Orleans to Mobile. Governor says that she's not ready to give the green light to the project unless she better understands the long-term financial commitments after that federal grant money is spent. Back in 2006, Amtrak suspended service just east of New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina caused massive damages. The entire project is estimated to cost about $66 million, and both Louisiana and Mississippi have committed the funds to make it happen. News out of Baldwin County this morning as the results of a recent autopsy have been released, and we now know 51-year-old Jeff Jackson died as a result of drowning in Lake Shelby back on May the 31st. Jackson was found floating at the north end of the lake in the Gulf State Park. His body was discovered by a kayaker who did also report seeing an alligator in that area. Gulf Shores PD says at the time, there's still very little evidence to suggest that an alligator was even involved in Jackson's death, but an investigation does continue at this hour as to how Mr. Jackson drowned. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Where can you find the tools Dad needs to get the job done and get it done right? Gulf Coast Tools in Foley. With a wide selection of off-brand and name-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig, Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect gift for Father's Day. Whether he's a do-it-yourselfer or has a favorite hobby, locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools has what he wants. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Visit us at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Police are looking for a woman caught on camera stealing at the wharf in Orange Beach. Surveillance photos show the woman inside a store called Shades, but sunglasses are not the only thing she allegedly stole. The woman dug through purses in the employee area of the store, taking cash, social security cards, and medications. You can watch the video on WKRG.com. A shooting victim from Clark County is airlifted to University Hospital in Mobile. Sources tell News 5 a woman shot a man on Robinson Ridge Road in Coffeyville. That's near Highway 84. We do not know the victim's condition this morning. A shipment of golf carts will arrive at Heron Lakes Country Club 3 days after a fire torched dozens of carts. Friday's fire was the second in 2 weeks at the club. Investigators are still working to determine the cause of that fire. And investigators will likely be on Ono Island this morning checking out what is left of a massive house fire that burned last night. That fire started around 7 o'clock. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Talking with my buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators. And Austin, you told me over time, this time of year is swarming season here in South Alabama.
It is. It's upon us. And, you know, just because they're swarming, termites work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Typically during swarm season, you'll see them because they're flying around at nighttime. You'll see them inside the house. For one, I would say turn the lights off on the porch, close your blinds if you're not expecting company, and limit that light source. Swarmer is not the one that does the damage to the wood. It's the reproductive of the colony, and just means that they're in the vicinity of the home, not necessarily that you have a particular problem. It just depends on how many you're seeing and where you're seeing them. I mean, if you call and you say, hey, they're 2 inches deep in my bathtub, or I've got them piled up in a particular room, or I see them coming out of a wall, then you definitely have a problem. But if you're just seeing a few here or there, it's that time of the season, and they're going to find their way in. The best thing to do is, you know, we can send a home evaluator out to check out the situation. And then what we'll do is come in and install the Centricon baiting system on the home. You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Auburn Tigers baseball team is one win from the College World Series. The Tigers beat number 14 ranked North Carolina 11-7 in game one of the best of three series on Saturday. The Tar Heels got revenge yesterday with a 2-0 shutout win that forces a deciding game three today. If the Tigers win today, they'll head to Omaha for the fifth College World Series appearance in program history. And first pitch in today's game three is scheduled for noon. If Auburn advances, they'll be one of four SEC teams in Omaha. Two SEC teams have already won their Super Regionals contests. Vanderbilt beat Duke in three games, and Mississippi State eliminated Stanford with two straight wins. Arkansas and Ole Miss are tied at one game apiece in their Super Regional series. Game three for them is today at 3 p.m., and the four other series have already been decided, with Michigan advancing past UCLA, Texas Tech beat Oklahoma State, Louisville swept East Carolina, and Florida State beat LSU. After today's two game threes, the College World Series begins on Saturday in Omaha. It's a baseball news. Former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz was reportedly shot at a club in his native Dominican Republic last night. According to his family, Ortiz is out of surgery and doing fine. Authorities say that Ortiz was ambushed by a man who got off of a motorcycle and shot him in the back at nearly point-blank range around 8:50 local time last night at the Dial Bar and Lounge in Santo Domingo. The 43-year-old was taken to the Abel Gonzalez Clinic, where he underwent surgery. According to Dominican National Police Director Ney Aldrin Bautista Almonte, the gunman was captured and beaten by a crowd of people at the bar. Bautista said police are waiting until the man undergoes treatment before they question him. So crazy situation in the Dominican Republic with David Ortiz. In the NHL Stanley Cup Final, Boston beat St. Louis 5-1 last night in St. Louis to tie the series at three games apiece and force a series deciding Game 7 on Wednesday night. The Bruins led 1-0 after a first period goal from Brad Marchand. Neither team would score again until the third period, when Boston scored four, including an empty netter from injured defenseman Zdeno Chara. Boston goalie Tuukka Rask stopped 28 of 29 shots in the win, and Brad Marchand added an assist to that early goal to help force Game 7. It's the first time in franchise history that the Bruins will host a Stanley Cup Final Game 7. The Bruins are looking to win their seventh Stanley Cup, while the Blues are looking to win their first. Game 7 set for Wednesday night in Boston. On the PGA Tour, Rory McIlroy birdied five of his first seven yesterday en route to a 9-under par 61. He crushed the field by seven shots at the RBC Canadian Open. McIlroy's score of 22 under topped the previous Canadian Open record, which was set by Johnny Palmer back in 1952. McIlroy beat his record by five strokes. Shane Lowry and Webb Simpson tied for second at 15 under. And coming up this week, the third major tournament of the year, with the U.S. Open getting started. In NASCAR, the Firekeepers Casino 400 was rescheduled for today after rain kept drivers from taking the green flag yesterday. It'll air on Fox Sports 1 at 4 o'clock this afternoon following the broadcasts of two Women's World Cup matches from France. In tennis, the 2019 French Open wrapped up yesterday in a rematch of the 2018 Men's French Open Final. Rafael Nadal defeated Dominic Thiem to claim his 18th Grand Slam and become the only man or woman to win the same major tournament 12 times. Nadal has now won the past three French Opens. He's 93-2 in his career at Roland Garros and has never lost a French Open final. And in the women's singles final on Saturday, number 8 seed Ashley Barty beat unseeded 19-year-old Markéta Vondrousova of the Czech Republic in straight sets, 6-1 and 6-3. That's Barty's first career major win. 6:17 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Father's Day is on the way. Give Dad a style upgrade from D&K. Seersucker suits, linen suits, and all modern and slim fit styles are buy one, get one half off, or buy two and get one free. Summer weight sports coats in a variety of colors are 25 to 50% off. Hard to shop for your pop? Get him a gift card, let him do the choosing, plus get a bonus 10% on all gift card purchases. Summer wedding? D&K is your formal wear headquarters with loads of options for purchase and rental starting at $69.95. Father's Day? Shop D&K on the Beltline today. 665-7350.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with a few scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening showers, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Free, 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 free. Everybody loves free, right? I mean, whoever said no to receiving a free gift? Like maybe one person ever? Well, if you love free gifts, now's a great time to make the switch to Century Bank. You could earn free gifts all year round. Visit your neighbors at Century Bank today to learn more. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, bank rules and regulations apply. Free gift is provided at account opening.
Good morning for the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center. Accident-free conditions continue. So far, a nice ride from Daphne, Spanish Fort across the Bayway, heading downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels. Moffitt and 65, no delays. This Saturday night at Deep South Speedway, home of the High Banks, you'll see the 602 late model Sportsman and the open wheel modifieds with street stocks, pure stocks, stingers, and bombers. Deep South Speedway in Loxley. Gates open at 5, racing at 7. See them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 620 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings within normal temperature ranges today. High today around 90. Lows in the 70s, 73 now. We'll get more from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He joins us about 6:35 for a full weather discussion of this week's forecast and also a look at the tropics. You know, we dealt with a soaking bit of tropical weather of sorts over the weekend. Now, what does this week hold? We'll find out in just a few. Right now, let's get more headlines with Kelly and Secretary of State John Merrill making news on the possible Senate front.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Will he or won't he run for U.S. Senate? Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill says that he will make an announcement at the end of this month as to his next professional moves. Merrill is in his second term as Secretary of State and is said to be considering running for the Republican nomination and taking on current Senator Doug Jones, saying, quote, "There have been many, many Alabamians from across the state who have reached out to me and encouraged me to consider a candidacy for the United States Senate, and that's what we're doing." That was Secretary of State giving that quote. Merrill first took office as the Secretary of State in 2014. Again, that announcement is expected later this month. As for the primary, that's March the 3rd, 2020. Severe weather, it's something our area has kept a very close eye on over the weekend, and now we know for good reason, as the National Weather Service confirms that at least one tornado touched down last Friday. The NWS survey team out of the Mobile office confirmed on Friday night that an EF0 tornado touched down in Chickasaw, which is in Mobile County, just before 1 p.m. last Friday. The tornado had maximum winds estimated at 75 miles per hour and was on the ground for about 60 seconds. with a half-mile path. The tornado was 25 yards wide at its peak, again, according to the National Weather Service. Thankfully, no one was injured, but some damages were discovered to nearby businesses. According to the National Weather Service, that tornado touched down just west of Chickasaw High School and crossed South Craft Highway. This was the second tornado in as many days in the state, as Birmingham has confirmed an EF0 tornado touched down in Dallas County last Thursday. Again, let's keep it tuned to Mobile Mornings as Dr. Bill will give us the very latest on what we can expect when it comes to our weather for today and tomorrow and just ahead to the weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form, present a valid Social Security number, and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
All right, 622 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you all along on this Monday. And we'll check in with Dr. Bill for more info coming up in just a little bit on our work week forecast. And yeah, a look at the tropics. It's something we do this time of year through the eyes of Dr. Bill Williams. Also, heads up, programming note, Midday Mobile on the road today, Allegri Markets tomorrow, The Cart Doctor, Battleship on Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah, busy week, Gulf Coast Tools coming up on Thursday. So Midday Mobile on the road almost every day this week. So hopefully you get a chance to come out and say hello. And while you do at places like The Cart Doctor or Gulf Coast Tools, or get registered for the Big Green Deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to take that opportunity. I mean, if you're already there, go ahead and put your name in the box. Then you'll at least have a chance to win over $9,000 in prizes. But if you don't put your name in, you have no chance.
Right. We can only lead the horses to water, but we can't make them drink, right? Or put their name in a registration box. A couple more weeks, and we'll be drawing for that, like Dalton said, over $9,000 worth of prizes. Oh, by the way, too, imagine the frustration this morning. Imagine the frustration this morning for TV news directors. Local TV news directors. So the story that you heard reported, a house fire on Ono.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they can't go do their stand-up. So Ono, you know, if you go on to Ono, a private island, privately owned island, if you go on Ono, somebody has to vouch for you. They have to call the guard shack there and, you know, give them your name. You have to say where you're going, what time you're going to be there. It's tightly controlled.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I always feel like when I'm on there that people are watching me. They're like, "What's this guy doing here?" So the TV news can't do. You know, TV news is if there's an apartment fire or a house fire. God bless them. They do it because people watch it.
Right,
watch it. Right. But even if the fire is out, they'll go do what's called the stand-up, you know, where they're just live on the scene with the picture of whatever it is in the background reporting like, and this happened, and they may even, you know, give go to some footage from back in the studio or whatever, and then come back to them at this smoldering place. Well, they can't get there at Ono. They can't get on the island. So they're running some video from across Old River. Because you've got, you know, Ono Island, you got Old River on the south side, Bayou St. John on the north side, and they can't. They can't get there to do their live shot. Imagine the frustration. Imagine the news vehicles circling there at the foot of the bridge, the private bridge that leads to Ono Island.
Come on, let me in. Let me. So you're saying they're doing their stand-up shots with a view of Ono Island, but
They can't even do it right now. They're just running some like video that was taken by somebody like us, just regular people took the video. Yeah, but can you imagine the? Well, go there, and I want so-and-so there this morning to do the live shot from the the smoldering ruins of somebody's home. Hey, boss, we can't get on the island.
Yeah, it reminds me of news stories from North Korea where they're reporting on North Korea, but they can't get into the border. So right. They'll station them right there on the South Korean border. And so
just miles to our north, they're across right. the DMZ. Right, so Old River is the DMZ, and they can't get themselves onto Odo to do anything. All right, 626 FM Talk 106.5. Also, coming up today on Midday Mobile, I want to talk more about Tommy Tuberville, of course, one-time football coach, now candidate for mm-hmm. Senate in the state of Alabama. And, you know, interesting story. I've popped this up on my Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5 for our buddy Jeff Poor. He was listening to Tommy Tuberville speak up in North Alabama, and he said, during a wide-ranging and at times impassioned address to the Tennessee Valley Republican Club on Saturday, Tuberville took on the immigration issue, one central to Trump's 2016 presidential run. Why I say this is of interest, we talk about this Senate race and what lane, even within the we're talking Republican primary, within the Republican primary, what lane is everybody in? In other words, who's in the establishment Republican lane? Who's in the grassroots? Who is Kenneth Moss Trumpy, you know, mm-hmm. the Trumpiest of the Trumpy? Well, it seems like that Tommy Tuberville from the word go has been trying to be the Trump candidate. Not saying he doesn't believe this stuff, but that is a mantle he's taking on as well. So Jeff writes, during a wide-ranging and at times impassioned address to the Tennessee Valley Republican Club on Saturday, Tuberville took on the immigration issue, one central to Trump's 2016 presidential run, in what at times resembled a locker room speech. I think we'll probably get a lot from the coach like that. The coach turned politician, painted a grave picture of the current immigration situation. Tuberville said, I love this country and folks, we are losing. He said, we are losing the battle daily. We're just steadily getting chipped away, and we got to stop it. If we don't, we're losing. Thank God, and I thank God every day, that he sent us Donald Trump. He's an outsider. He loves his country, and he doesn't need their money. He's not a politician. He's not going to listen to them. End quote. Tuberville explained why he backed Trump's threat to levy tariffs on Mexico over the lackadaisical effort to secure its borders, which some say has contributed to a crisis at the border, which looks like it's been worked out over the weekend. He also invoked the fact that he has buddies that are Texas Rangers. Tommy Tuberville, full court press on this one.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Investigators will likely be on Ono Island this morning checking out what is left of a massive house fire that burned last night. That fire started around 7 o'clock. You can see photos and video on WKRG.com. News 5 has contacted authorities to find out what started that fire. We are waiting to hear back. Authorities believe alcohol was a factor in a drowning over the weekend near the Fairhope Pier. A man fell off a sailboat while it was approaching the marina at the pier. Alabama law enforcement agency Marine Patrol says 54-year-old Paul Pugh was on the bow of the boat reaching for a hook when he lost his balance. If you live near Strange Street in Saraland, you can expect to hear loud noises like an engine or an explosion today. The Gulf Pipelines will be conducting a blowdown of 3 miles of pipe at the Strange Street substation. The pipeline company will be blocking the street to keep people away from that area. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Old Time Feed has a safe and effective solution to your mosquito problem without dangerous chemicals. Old Time Feed's customers have raved about the Spartan Mosquito Eradicator, the all-natural, incredibly effective, and easy mosquito kit invented by a Mississippian who knows about the Gulf Coast mosquito problem. Simply fill two traps that attracts the female biting mosquito and hang in two corners of your yard. She drinks the yeast solution and dies. Lasts 90 days too. Say bye-bye mosquitoes. Get it for the best price at Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
Attention on deck. This is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Come join me and co-host Cal Waters this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on the battleship. Hoorah!
And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be doing the lead-in for the Scuttlebutt Boys with Midday Mobile from noon to 1 from atop the battleship in the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. That's Wednesday starting at noon at the battleship and on FM Talk 106.5. Come see us.
Former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz is described as out of danger now after being ambushed and shot last night outside a bar in the Dominican Republic city of Santo Domingo. Ortiz was shot in the back, as we hear from correspondent Coy Wire.
43-year-old was rushed to the hospital for emergency surgery. A nurse at the hospital told that Ortiz begged the emergency room doctor, quote, please don't let me die. I'm a good man. That was before going into surgery.
Several people are in police custody. President Trump is not imposing new tariffs on Mexico this morning, as he previously threatened. But even with a deal in place on border security, Mr. Trump is still fighting, as Joe
the
John
tells
us. The
president continues to sell this morning. Put out a tweet just a little while ago claiming that the Mexican government is doing more than Democrats to stop illegal immigration.
Iran's foreign minister has again threatened the United States, Mohammad Javad Zarif, saying this morning that the U.S. cannot expect to stay safe after launching economic war against Iran. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. American Airlines is extending its cancellations of Boeing 737 MAX flights. The airline says about 115 flights per day will be called off through Labor Day as part of its continued response to a pair of deadly crashes involving the plane. Texas will become the 15th state to raise the minimum age to purchase all tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, from 18 to 21. Governor Greg Abbott has signed the legislation, which takes effect September 1st. Last month, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell formally introduced legislation to raise the age nationwide. The animated adventure The Secret Life of Pets 2 is the number one movie in North America with $47 million in receipts. Second place goes to Dark Phoenix with $33 million, followed by Aladdin at number 3 with $24.5 million at the box office. Stocks ended higher again Friday. The Dow added 263. The S&P advanced 30, and the NASDAQ finished up 126 points. Futures are up. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Oh, no. We're out of coffee again. Wait. Was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
You know, the exciting Dr. Bill stager there landed itself in the middle of our conversation about a place both of us like, Mount Cheehaw. I'll give you this. Even with this little warm spell, I know it's been cooler in the last few days, but it was 63 on Saturday morning when I cranked the truck up to head down the mountain. Not bad up on Cheehaw.
Oh, that sounds really good. You know, we may see some readings like that later in the week. We're going to see some cooler and drier air move in Thursday and Friday, so some areas could get down into the low 60s during the early morning hours. But today, we got a warm day today, up around 90 degrees, and we should have mostly sunny skies. There is a chance that a few showers and thunderstorms could develop this afternoon. All that rainfall activity over the last several days has shifted over to the east of us now, affecting eastern and northern Alabama and the Florida Panhandle, particularly to the east of Pensacola. But from our area and then westward on up through, well, through Louisiana and on up to Mississippi, conditions look pretty good today. Now, as for tonight, it'll be partly cloudy. There is a chance of a shower during the evening hours. Low tonight will be around 70. And then tomorrow, we should see another cold front kind of move through, and we should have dry weather tomorrow. Should be sunny and a high of about 88 degrees, which is close to normal for this time of the year. The rest of the week for Wednesday looks like a dry day, mostly sunny, upper 80s. And then, as I mentioned, on Thursday, another cold front moves in, and this will give us another surge of dry air and some cooler nighttime temperatures. So that on Thursday, it'll be sunny near 90, but it will cool down into the mid-60s at night. And then on Friday, a sunny day, again around 90 degrees. And then the moisture comes back in over the weekend, so that Saturday and Sunday will be partly cloudy, with a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. So we're going to have a nice break here to dry out after last week's rain. And with some dry weather for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
All right, and then the rain back in the mix. You were looking at some of the rainfall totals. At your house on the Eastern Shore, what you end up getting?
Yeah, for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the total rainfall for that period was over 9 inches, 9.16 inches. And some very heavy rains across central Baldwin County, beginning in the Daphne, Montrose, Fairhope area, and then pushing eastward from there. Officially at the airport now for the month of June, we stand at 2.97, almost 3 inches. But again, there were some much higher totals around the area.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things that we'll look at, and we'll look at the official totals of rain. And of course, that's coming from the airport, and people will hear that and go, come on, it rained that much in the afternoon at my house. That doesn't mean everywhere got the same rainfall total, and we do have areas that differ by, like you just laid out, 5-6 inches.
Yeah, that's typical of the warm weather, and as we get into the summertime, that the rainfall will be spotty, and some heavy downpours. A thunderstorm can produce 2 inches of rain in one area, and about a half mile away, they said, what rain?
For sure. Also, it's that time of year. Got to ask you, what's going on in the tropics? You watching anything?
No, we're looking good right now. Outside of just a few little clusters of thundershowers around, there's nothing organized at this moment.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. And, wow, I got to check out what the temperature is going to look like. I might have to leave again and go back up to Mount Cheehaw. I'd say, you know, a little bit of elevation. I mean, Alabama's highest point doesn't exactly make it. It's not high altitude stuff, but 2,407 feet, I think, up there. Beautiful view off the mountain. Although, if you'll go, I put it on my Instagram, and I don't talk about the Instagram much. Now, we have an Instagram for FM Talk 106.5. I have a personal one. If you want to go, I mean, I put a lot of pictures on there. I keep out of the, you know, Twitter is for the politics and all the mean-spirited stuff.
The jokes.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. The Instagram's just more like what I do on the weekends or, you know, outside stuff. But posted some of those pictures up. And there's some on my Twitter feed as well. But beautiful view up there on Friday. By the time we went back, went and got my son from camp and went back up there on Saturday, you could see nothing.
Really?
Even though the rain, yeah, you could see nothing. Yeah, you could see about 30 feet in front of you.
You didn't post many pictures, but the pictures you did post were looked beautiful up
there. That's what I'm trying to do. Few, but good.
High quality, low low quantity.
Volume. Yeah, low right, volume. It's all quality, no quantity. Something like that. All right, 640 FM Talk, 106.5. We'll check headlines with Kelly and traffic with Kane next.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, so far we've had accident-free conditions. Good ride coming in from Loxley and Malvis to Daphne and across the Bayway downtown. George Wallace, the Bankhead tunnels are clear. So far along 65 through Mobile and all the way up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. It's been a good ride with no major backups or delays. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile looking for new technicians working in good conditions with good pay. Experience is preferred. Auto body technicians, it's time for an upgrade to Bay City Collision. Call 666-6516 for an interview. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday, sitting at 74 now at our studios. And Kelly's got our headlines talking mergers.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We are talking business this morning and the mega merger combining Raytheon and United Technologies. The move is being called exciting and transformative by the CEO of Raytheon. This is an all-stock deal which will, quote, create a premier systems provider with advanced technologies to address rapidly growing segments within aerospace and defense. And it's being lauded as, quote, a merger of equals. Both companies have a major presence here in the state as Raytheon's missile testing and integration facilities are on Redstone Arsenal, and United Technologies, which is made up of Collins Aerospace and Pratt & Whitney, operates UTC Aerospace in Foley. As part of the merger, Raytheon will consolidate its four business divisions into two, Intelligence, Space and Airborne Systems, and Integrated Defense and Missile Systems. The new company will be called Raytheon Technologies. The combined company will have roughly $74 billion in sales. That merger is expected to be completed early next year. The Mobile Area Water and Sewer System updating residents on a third-party sanitary sewer overflow located on Schillinger Road South back on June 7th. Here's what we know. Approximately 51 gallons of wastewater overflowed into Second Creek, all thanks to a grease blockage and break from a private lateral. According to the press release, the Maws crews, they were able to unstop the line and the property manager was notified. Just a friendly reminder, grease blockages occur when foods containing fats, oil, or grease are put down the sink drain. Maws says they do have free containers for grease recycling. If you like locations, go to www.itseasytobeungreasy.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV supercenter, Highway 90 in Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
Hi, this is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. We have one question. Who will profit from the Mobile River Bridge project? Our traffic analysis show that 80,000 vehicles per day at $6 per vehicle for 55 years equals $9.6 billion. Why is ALDOT asking us to pay $9.6 billion for a bridge that costs $2 billion? If the state provides the same $400 million that they gave to the I-59, I-20 project in Birmingham, the total cost would be $4.2 billion, not $9.6 billion. Why are we being charged four times the amount of the cost for the Mobile River Bridge project? Why is Senator Shelby not looking for federal funding? Who stands to profit from this outrageous proposal? Hedge funds from New York and Connecticut and political insiders. Call Governor Ivey at 334-242-7100 and Senator Shelby's mobile office at 251-694-4164 and ask for answers.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. Police are looking for a woman caught on camera stealing at the wharf in Orange Beach. Surveillance photos show the woman inside a store called Shades, but sunglasses are not the only thing she allegedly stole. The woman dug through purses in the employee area of the store, taking cash, social security cards, and medications. You can watch the video on WKRG.com. A shooting victim from Clark County is airlifted to University Hospital in Mobile. Sources tell News 5 a woman shot a man on Robinson Ridge Road in Coffeyville. That's near Highway 84. We do not know the victim's condition this morning. A shipment of golf carts will arrive at Heron Lakes Country Club 3 days after a fire torched dozens of carts. Friday's fire was the second in 2 weeks at the club. Investigators are still working to determine the cause of that fire. And investigators will likely be on Ono Island this morning checking out what is left of a massive house fire that burned last night. That fire started around 7 o'clock. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Professional Collision.
Hi, I need help. I was driving my dad's car and then this other car came out of nowhere and...
That's a pretty big dent there.
Can you fix it before he gets back in town?
Sure, but how are you going to pay for it?
My dad's credit card?
Okay, young lady, we got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Auburn baseball, one win away from Omaha. Former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz hospitalized after a shooting in the Dominican Republic, and the Boston Bruins forced Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final. It's 6:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Auburn Tigers baseball team is one win from the College World Series. The Tigers beat number 14-ranked North Carolina 11-7 in Game 1 of the best-of-three series on Saturday. The Tar Heels got their revenge yesterday with a 2-0 shutout win that forces a deciding Game 3 today. If the Tigers win today, they'll head to Omaha for the 5th College World Series appearance in program history. The first pitch in today's game is scheduled for noon on ESPN2. If Auburn does advance, they'll be one of 4 SEC teams in Omaha. 2 SEC teams have already won their Super Regionals contests, with Vanderbilt beating Duke in 3 games and Mississippi State eliminating Stanford with 2 straight wins. Arkansas and Ole Miss are tied at 1 game apiece in their Super Regional series. Game 3 for them is today at 3 p.m. The 4 other series have already been decided, with Michigan upsetting UCLA. They got past them in 3 games. Texas Tech beat Oklahoma State. Louisville swept East Carolina. And Florida State beat LSU. After today's 2 Game 3s, the College World Series will begin on Saturday in Omaha. In some baseball news, former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz was reportedly shot at a club in his native Dominican Republic last night. According to his family, Ortiz is out of surgery and doing fine. Authorities say that Ortiz was ambushed by a man who got off of a motorcycle and shot him in the back at nearly point-blank range around 8:50 local time last night at the Dial Bar and Lounge in Santo Domingo. The 43-year-old was taken to the Abel Gonzalez Clinic, where he underwent surgery. According to the Dominican National Police Director Ney Bautista, the gunman was captured and then beaten by a crowd of people at the bar. They love Ortiz there. Bautista said that police are waiting until the man undergoes treatment before they question him.
Street justice.
Some street justice.
Or justice El Calle.
That's right.
El Calle and, justice.
According to the family, it does look like Ortiz is expected to make a full recovery. In the NHL Stanley Cup Final, Boston beat St. Louis 5-1 last night in St. Louis to tie the series at 3 games apiece and force a series deciding Game 7 on Wednesday night. The Bruins led 1-0 after a first period goal from Brad Marchand. Neither team would score again until the third period, when Boston scored 4 goals, including an empty netter from injured defenseman Zdeno Chara. Boston goalie Tuukka Rask stopped 28 of 29 shots in the win to help force Game 7. It's the first time in franchise history that the Bruins will host a Stanley Cup Final Game 7. The Bruins are looking to win their 7th Stanley Cup, while the Blues are looking to win their first Game 7 Wednesday night in Boston. On the PGA Tour, Rory McIlroy birdied 5 of his first 7 holes yesterday en route to a 9-under par 61. He ended up crushing the field at the RBC Canadian Open to win by 7 shots. McIlroy's score of 22
under, topped the previous Canadian Open record that was set by Johnny Palmer in 1952. McIlroy actually beat the record by 5 strokes. Shane Lowry and Webb Simpson ended up tying for second at 15 under par. In tennis, the 2019 French Open wrapped up yesterday in a rematch of the 2018 men's final. Rafael Nadal defeated Dominic Thiem to claim his 18th Grand Slam and become the only man or woman to win the same major tournament 12 times. Nadal has now won the past 3 French Opens and is 93-2 in his career at Roland Garros and has never lost a French Open final. In the women's singles final on Saturday, number 8 seed Ashley Barty beat unseeded 19-year-old Markéta Vondrousova of the Czech Republic. Barty won in straight sets 6-1 and 6-3. It is Barty's first career major win. In NASCAR, the Firekeepers Casino 400 at Michigan International Speedway was postponed until today after a long day of rain in Michigan yesterday. Race is scheduled to begin at 4 o'clock this afternoon on Fox Sports 1. And tonight, the Toronto Raptors will have the opportunity to win the first NBA title in franchise history. The Raptors blasted the Golden State Warriors 105-92 on Friday night, their second straight win in Golden State's Oracle Arena. The Raptors lead the final series against Golden State 3-1, with Game 5 set to begin at 8 o'clock tonight in Toronto. Warriors forward Kevin Durant is listed as questionable for tonight. He practiced with the team yesterday for the first time since injuring his right calf on May the 8th. 10 minutes till 7 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've had a perfect ride in. So far, no delays on I-10. Traveling in from Loxley, Malbus, and Daphne across the Bayway and the Causeway. If you're traveling from the 1065 split and through Mobile, we look good from Airport, Cody, also Dolphin and McGregor, Old Shell, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, and 65. No new wrecks in the roadways. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history with the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 461 USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with a few scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening showers, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
All right, 654 FM Talk 106.5. We get headlines and then a story about pet owners lying to their bosses about sick pets, using it as an excuse. Speaking of pets, check out the Twitter feed right now at FM Talk 106.5. So at the pet shop on Saturday night, and there in the medical aisle where I'm getting the flea and tick drop things to put on the pack of wolves we have at our house, found some anti-anxiety section of the pet store.
Really?
And I posted up one of the pictures that stood out to me, asking a question. Check it out, twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5. Here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Talk about an out-of-this-world renovation project and expansions happening for astronomy and physics students at Auburn University. The recent ribbon cutting at the Leach Science Center means that they are welcoming $24 million in expansions for students who will see this as early as this fall. WSFA-TV is reporting that that means 62,500 square feet, which includes the astronomy terrace, a rooftop, which will be set up so that it can hold 18 telescopes for their students, which they can use for their astronomy classes. It also features multiple group study areas and 9 new labs. So if your kid attends Auburn, another great reason to say war ego. The kids are out for school, of course, for the summer. Many parents are trying to find something fun, something cool, so that they can enjoy their summer days. Well, mark your calendar for this Thursday, as Kids Day in Bienville coming our way. Thursday, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. free of charge, and all ages are welcome to enjoy a day full of live entertainment, arts and crafts, and visits from the Dolphin Island Sea Lab and the MPD and Mobile Fire Rescue. And for the kids, the adults, and the families, looking ahead to this weekend, Friday night, Loda Art Walk comes back to downtown Mobile from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and it is absolutely free. All ages are welcome. Art Walk is the second Friday of each month. All downtown businesses, galleries, restaurants, and boutiques, they stay open late for you. Be sure to bring some spending money, though, if you'd like to purchase some beautiful sidewalk art, jewelry, great food, Mobile swag, and more. Again, that's Friday night, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in downtown Mobile. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:56, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, Monday style. Glad to have you here. Yeah, here it is, folks. Popular strategy with pet owners. I don't know how popular this is. They gave us the stats. So a new survey found under a quarter of pet owners have lied to their boss about sick pets to get out of work. Sometimes there is something really going wrong with the pet. We got one of our dogs is acting weird, but sometimes that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes something's really wrong, but we worry our boss won't think it's a valid excuse, so we lie and say that we're sick instead. So they say some people use the dog being sick to not come to work, but often people are saying they're sick because they don't want the boss thinking that they're pulling a fast one on them, saying
right.
The pet is sick. So they're using their sick days, which is fine, for the pet being sick. 4 stats from the survey came out that caught my eye. 39% of pet owners have taken a day off, and 27% have worked from home because of a sick pet. 30% have flaked on plans with their friends to spend time with their pet instead. What kind of friends? It's not a good judgment on their friends. And 76% have panicked when their pet swallowed something they shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
The top 5 things our pets swallow, according to the survey, are grass. Come on. They always do that.
That's natural.
And then they puke it up. Food they're not supposed to have. My dogs do that all the time. It's called people food.
Yep.
Stuffing from toys or pillows.
Oh, all the time.
Toilet paper.
Yep.
And bugs. Who says they're not supposed to eat bugs? Tasty, full of protein. We'll be right back. Hour number 2.